Episode 28, Life's Equation.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Hi, y'all. I'm so glad you're here. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for chiming in and tuning your ears in and for those of you who have subscribed and left a review on Stitcher and iTunes, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it because I know that takes time, and time is so precious, and we don't have very many minutes to spend. So I just wanted to give you a shout out and say thank you so much for that. Okay, now we're going to dig deep and we're going to jump in because we just can't waste time. Life. That's quite the subject, life. And today we're talking about it, and it's life's equation. Yes, I have solved the world's mystery on the life equation. I really have. No, I haven't. But I'd like to think I have. At least for me, I've adopted that. And so I hope that today that you'll kind of listen to this with an open mind and understand really maybe what you have that you can bring to the table. And how you can utilize it as you prepare for your life and your everyday events, etc. Okay, so here we go. You're probably right now thinking, I need to start working on some better habits. I've got habits that need to be broken. Maybe you want to drink only one glass of wine at night after work, but it usually ends up two and you sometimes push three. So you're like, gotta work on that habit. Maybe I've mentioned this before, lose weight. Maybe it's, I just want to eat healthier. It has nothing about weight loss. I just want to eat what's right for my body, okay? Whatever your new goals are, your new habits that you want to create, this transformation that you want to have before you, whatever it is, there's preparation to that, right? Of course there is. And so with that preparation, though, comes mountains and valleys, okay? The mountains are when we're conquering it all and we're up there going, woohoo, I've done this. I reached this and I achieved it, and that's great. One step closer to my goal. And then there's those valleys that you just drop down so deep and you're like, oh, I am so buried. There's no way I'm getting out, so I'm not even going to try. And you go back to your old ways. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you have a life's equation, it's an amazing tool that you can use to help you on your mountains and your valleys. Because you see, we need help in both areas. When we're on the mountain, sometimes we let our guard down and we're like, I've got this. No one can stop me. Okay? You kind of feel like you're indestructible. You're immortal. Nothing can go wrong. And then all of a sudden there's a valley and you're like, aw, beep. Yes. Not so good, huh? All right. Well, with an equation for your life, you can. And this is something I adopted way back when. And in fact, when I was preparing for this, I started thinking about it going, gosh, when was it? And I know for sure I definitely remember it when I was in college. That was still a very long time ago. And I know I heard it in high school, which is even longer ago. But I really think I was kind of in an early teen. And I came across this equation. And this equation is E plus R equals O. Yes, that's it. E plus R equals O. Very simple. Now you're like, well, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to break it down for you, okay? We're going to start with the big E, and that E is called events. In life, we have so many events, okay? Some may be unexpected. Some may be planned. Oh, some might be blessed surprises. Some may be tragedies, heartbreaks, love. All of this, they're events within our life that if you look back to, because we can't look to the future, but we can look back in the past and we can see our journey and how things have transpired over the years. You know, those are events in our life, and some are bigger than others. But event an event. Think about it. Going Christmas shopping. That's an event. Preparing for a holiday is an event, okay? That doesn't mean the holiday is the event, but sometimes the preparation for it is the event, okay? It can be as simple as, oh, my child lost his first tooth. The event of the visit of the tooth fairy. That's an important event, okay? Usually it's a surprise, right? But you have to work with that event, okay? Maybe it's I got sick and I was hospitalized. That's another event. So your life is made up of multiple events, okay? You got that, right? Events. Now, what happens with those events? Sometimes are good, sometimes are bad. Sometimes it's not necessarily good or bad. It is. And so that's what it is, right? It's an event and you just kind of go with the flow. Well, in all of this, the events, whatever happens within those events, there's going to be some form of an outcome, okay? So let's talk about report cards, okay? Some of you may be coming up, your kids may be coming up to second quarter. For those of you who are on quarters, which means you're ending your first semester here coming up soon, semester tests are going to be coming out before you know it, and blah, you know, it gets kind of crazy. Man, if you're in college, that's a whole nother story because you're starting a brand new semester, okay? When all of this happens, depending upon how well you studied and prepared for your finals will depend upon what the outcome is, okay? So we have the E, the event, okay? The ending of that is the big O, and the big O is outcome, okay? Those are a given, okay? Something, event, it happens, okay? It's something. It could be little. It could be huge. It could be even catastrophic, okay, for some people. I mean, some of you have really fallen into some situations that are horrible, and it's hard for you to talk about, but that's an event in your life that has occurred, okay? There's been an outcome in all of those, okay? The key factor here, though, that is truly the variable of the entire equation is the big R. Holy Toledo, the big R, yes, and that is response. You see, E plus R equals O. We can't always control the event that happens. The outcome, we hope we can, but the only way that outcome can be controlled is by the R, and that's our response. The response that you have to the event before you. And you're like, well, okay, so now what? Yeah, so now what? Now is that if you look at everything that you do as an event, how you respond to that event is going to change the outcome. For good, maybe for better, maybe not so good. All right, so let me tell you a story here. I know, don't you love all my stories? If you don't like my stories, tell me too, but I think we kind of remember stories. And you've heard of the saying, don't cry over spilt milk. All right, well, here's this. You know I have 5 children. And with 5 children, mornings can be very, very messy. I'm telling you, oh my goodness, yeah, it can be messy. And as they, you think it would have been crazy when they were little, but not so much because I controlled more of what they did. Now that they're bigger, their messes are bigger and they expand and multiply. And I'm like, really, can we not just use a fork and a plate? And that's all you need. You don't need to get everything else out, but oh no, we have everything. So it complicates it. So in the morning, and it's breakfast time, and they decide it's going to be cereal day. Nothing like having 5 children with 5 different types of taste buds. That leads to a lot of cereal in this house, okay? I think we've tried about all of them, and they have their favorites. So I try to vary their cereal choices and options that they have in the morning. Well, I can remember one morning, and we have hardwood floors. And of course, it would be the gallon of milk. Okay, it was a gallon because we average 6 gallons of milk a week. Okay, that's a lot of milk, but we do. And so this gallon was not quite full, so it was really, really heavy. And of course, the children wanted to kind of do it on their own, and they're very capable of, you know, doing it, but they were in a hurry, and I want this. Oh, no, I went for it. Well, where's the milk? I want that cereal. And so they're going at it. The next thing I know, I've got a bowl of cereal with milk all over my hardwood floors. Cracks, you know, the little crevices that are in there. Do you think my response was going to affect this outcome? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. Well, at this point, I really learned patience. And I could tell you before, I would have yelled out and screamed and said, I cannot believe you did that. Are you crazy? And you know what that would have led to? That would have led to nothing but the big O, the big outcome would have been tears shed. The child would have been just felt so bad. And I would have sent them off to school knowing that mom was mad at them because they spilt their milk. They didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. But no, instead, I took the opportunity to change and really focus my response and breathe and go, you know what, hun? It's okay. It really is. I guess I needed to scrub this part of the floor. Go ahead. Go get another bowl. I'll take care of this and ask your sister for help. And so that's what happened. What do you think happened with the outcome? Yeah. We were so relaxed. No, was I happy that I had spilt milk all over the floor and on top of it? I mean, I'm telling you, and you all know, those of you who have hardwood floors and milk, they are not a good combination. They just are not. You're like, can I just clean this up even more? It just, yes. So crying over spilt milk, maybe I was crying a little bit because I was going to have to work a little harder that day. But ultimately, my response totally changed the event of what happened because that was the variable that gave me the outcome of happiness and forgiveness, and I still am okay, and I'm sorry, mom, and I'm sorry, hun, but life, these things happen. It was an accident, no big deal. We're going to go on. But we've all been there. We've all been there where we have cried out and yelled, more importantly, almost, yelled over spilt milk, and what did that do? It only causes chaos on the outcome. You see, something even as simple as spilt milk, this equation fits into. It also fits into something so much greater, and that's the loss of a very dear, dear father, and that was my dad. And it was a tragedy that happened that was very, very quick, very unexpected. He was driving and unfortunately had a massive heart attack. And we lost him. And yes, I miss him. But I can remember when I found out that he had passed away, that it was kind of like I rewound everything in life real quick. I had no regrets. Because you see, my life's equation that I did when I was with him, I always tried to make sure that I said to him, you know, I love you, Dad, and I miss you, and there was always there was always something positive. But here in this tragedy part, I could have been so angry. I could have been angry at God for taking my dad. I could have been angry at my mom for just being angry. I could have been angry at my brother and sister, but no, instead, I looked at it and said, you know what? I guess God needed a better man up in heaven to work for him. And so it was my way of dealing with a very tragic event, but my response totally changed the outcome. And I was able to be there for my mother and help with the plans and support my brother and sister in a time of our lives that were just like, really? I mean, my children should not have to be without their grandfather. You see, but having that life's equation puts things in perspective. Remember, you can only control you. And so by having a life's equation, you can do that. You can actually change it because you are the variable. You are the big R. And you can do it. I totally believe that you can. So here's your kiss. Did you catch it? I hope you did. Your kiss is this. It's the equation E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. And I really want you to challenge yourself to take this equation and start applying it in both the little things and the big things. When you're looking at your goals, when you're trying to create your lifestyle, the new habits, the relationship with your children, how you respond to something, stop and breathe. E plus R equals O. I guarantee you that outcome will be so much better. Your days will be that much brighter, even in those unexpected, tragic, accidental events that happen. Life becomes more enjoyment, and we only have one life to live. So why not live it with the best equation ever? I hope this will help you as you move forward in life and just your little things. I mean, we think some things are mundane, but they're not. They're important. You know, going and buying that prom dress. I mean, pretty soon, some of you have winter formals coming up with your children and you're picking out dresses for the girls and pants and a specific tie for the guys. Wherever you are, whatever event it is, whether it's trying to figure out how you can surprise your child and the outcome of him losing his first tooth and the tooth fairy visits, woo, or maybe it's something as deep and heavy as you're remarrying and there's going to be a new man in your life and this is a second marriage. Event plus R equals O. You can make the difference. We've gone a little bit longer, but I really believe this wholeheartedly, and I live by this. This is something I do. I challenge you. Take it, run with it, and see, experiment with it. In fact, you may come up with some other equations, but something as simple as E plus R equals O is going to carry you far, all right? You go out, have a blessed day. I love you. And we'll see you next time.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.